practically damaged and capable of great coldness. He also claims to have been stunned by his own behavior in the Pettit home. He was a career burglar, not a murderer, and he had not consciously intended to kill anyone. Such details might begin to give us pause. As we will see, whether criminals like Hayes and Komisarjevsky can be trusted to honestly report their feelings and intentions is not the point. Whatever their conscious motives, these men cannot know why they are as they are, nor can we account for why we are not like them. As sickening as I find their behavior, I have to admit that if I were to trade places with one of these men, atom for atom, I would be him. There's no extra part of me that could decide to see the world differently, or to resist the impulse to victimize other people. Even if you believe that every human being harbors an immortal soul, the problem of responsibility remains. I cannot take credit for the fact that I do not have the soul of a psychopath. If I had truly been in Komisarjevsky's shoes on July 23, 2007, that is, if I had his genes and life experience and an identical brain or soul in an identical state, I would have acted exactly as he did. There is simply no intellectually respectable position from which to deny this. The role of luck, therefore, appears decisive. Of course, if we learn that both of these men had been suffering from brain tumors that explain their violent behavior, our moral intuitions would shift dramatically. But a neurological disorder